And today we look at two testimonies of stories of miracles by Padre Pio. I hope that you'll find, like me, that they are just so uplifting and inspiring. Well, welcome to our YouTube channel, Following Padre Pio, where we look at the amazing life of the miracle worker, Padre Pio. And if you are new to our channel, then we would love to have you on board with our channel to join in our apostolate. All you need to do is like, subscribe, and share this video. But of course, even better than that is if you enroll your mass prayer intentions for the next mass dedicated to Padre Pio. So these testimonies come from the website padrepiodevotions.org, and the first one is the healing of cancer, and this is by a person called M. Shaw. And M. Shaw, she says, "We were asked to pray a novena to Padre Pio for a 13-year-old who was dying from progressive malignant cancer in the lower abdomen. The sick child's name was Michael Andrews. He had the tumor the size of a baseball, so they're pretty large, and it was on the lower left pelvis, and it could be clearly seen, apparently. There was a large swelling. One night, Michael's mother heard him shouting and screaming in pain, so she rushed into the room to see what she could do and found Michael absolutely fast asleep. She was completely mystified. Well, something made her look around, and she saw a picture of Padre Pio, and to her amazement, this picture seemed to be kind of glowing in the dark. Well, that was very unusual, so she made sure there was no light coming in, and she closed the door, and the picture seemed to continue glowing for a while. She ran her fingers over the picture just to make sure this was all real, and then after a little while, this visitation just seemed to disappear, and she made no more of it. Until the next morning, Michael found that the large tumor that was so prominent the day before in the lower abdomen had just disappeared. And when Michael went back to hospital, the doctor could find nothing. There was no trace of the tumor. It was gone." So that is quite an incredible testimony. On Following Padre Pio, we aim to bring you the most fascinating stories of Padre Pio, a great saint and miracle worker. And please enroll your mass prayer intentions with us. The next story is one of mental anxiety by Pascal Preester. And she says, "I would like to share with you the grace I received from Padre Pio." And this was in October 1987. And Pascal says that she was very depressed and on the absolute point of a nervous breakdown. So it was horrendous. But because of this mental state, her thoughts were threatening and very dark, very frightening. And in the darkest moment, her mother introduced her to Padre Pio, saying that he would help her. So from that day onwards, Pascal put all her trust and faith in Padre Pio and prayed to him daily for a cure for her state of mind. And then she woke up one night and there saw a figure of a monk in a brown robe in the room. Wasn't sure what it meant. The next morning she mentioned it to her mother, this experience. And her mother told her that it was Padre Pio watching over her. Well, that was quite reassuring. She says, she continues, that from that night onward, she began to feel better. And she says, "Today I feel great and I am a dedicated follower of Padre Pio." And that is by Pascal Preester.
In nome del Padre, del Figliolo, dello Spirito Santo, così sia. Si lodato Gesù e Maria, oggi e
again, if you're new to our channel, Following Padre Pio, then we would love to have you on board and to join in our apostolate. Please just like, share, and subscribe to our video. And the best way, as we've said before, is to enroll your mass prayer intentions for the next mass dedicated to Padre Pio.